It was Wednesday, September 26th. Students had returned to Detroit's Delta Preparatory Academy for Social Justice just 3 weeks earlier. The homecoming football game, just 2 days away. But the team would never take the field. That morning, the Charter Schools Board announced it was shutting down Delta Prep effective immediately. Kobe Levin of Chalkbeat Detroit is here with us now. His latest article is, "If We Don't Learn From This One, Shame on Us. Lessons from a Detroit Charter School That Was Set Up to Fail." Kobe, take us back to that week in September. How do families find out?
So the night before, some families got word that there was going to be a meeting the next day. It was a board meeting with a single item on the agenda, and that's the closure of the school. The next morning, that Wednesday morning, the parents who had gotten that notice and all of the students and all of the teachers piled into the auditorium and asked why. This came as a surprise to them. And after a couple of hours of emotional debate, you know, students saying they didn't want to leave their school, teachers, you know, expressing shock at the suddenness of the whole thing, the board nonetheless voted to close the school. And that was that.
And what was the reaction, especially I'm thinking of these students?
So a lot of the seniors had been at the school since freshman year. Their homecoming dance was that weekend. For a lot of them, this was not about school policy. It was not about, you know, the financial realities and the academic realities that led the school to close. They were just upset to have to leave their friends and to have their school year interrupted in this way.
And there are no rules, no laws that prevent something like this, where students get left high and dry 3 weeks after school starts.
A school can close anytime in Michigan. There are some other places in the country where this would have been something like a 6-month process with community deliberation, with a plan put in place in advance for where students would go, but not here.
Kobe Levin, let's rewind and talk about Delta Prep's start. It opened in 2014. Who was behind creating this school and why did they open it?
So you have to start with Edith Friley. She is a longtime educator in Detroit. She had been a teacher. She was a product of the district herself. And she had watched the district go through a really hard time in the first decade and a half of the 2000s. You know, the district was under emergency control. It was headed towards bankruptcy. The whole thing just was very troubling to her. And so she got to talking with her sorority sisters at Delta Sigma Theta, which is the nation's largest sorority of Black professional women. And they agreed that they would help open a school. They would give the sorority's name to a new charter school. They had some trouble getting started at first. Their application was actually rejected once. But then they got in touch with Lou Glazer. He runs a think tank called Michigan Future Incorporated. And at the time, he was steering millions of dollars that had been donated by big-name Michigan philanthropies to start up a quote-unquote an alternative educational system in Detroit. The idea here was that they would open charter high schools in particular that would provide an alternative to the struggling district. So with Glazer's backing, his influence, and the $800,000 that he steered to the school, they managed to open up. And that brings us to 2014.
And in your story for Chalkbeat Detroit, you say it's very clear this school was in big trouble, wasn't going to make it less than a year after it opened. What was the writing on the wall that people didn't see?
So first of all, Delta Prep opened right in the middle of an incredibly tumultuous period for Detroit education. It wasn't just the district. Charter schools were opening and closing left and right. Delta Prep was one of a dozen that opened in a short period. So the reality is Detroit had more schools than it needed. And from the very beginning, Delta Prep struggled to enroll enough students. They had projected they would get 200 in the first year. They got just over 50. And that led to a whole series of decisions that pretty much shot the school's chances financially and academically very soon after its very optimistic, so bright and shiny start.
And Kobe, what role is the charter authorizer supposed to play in making sure that charter schools stay open?
So the authorizer is the bottom line, in theory, for charter schools. They're the ones who take a look at the school proposal and say, okay, looks like you all have everything in order to operate. That clears the way for charter schools to receive state funding. And then over the course of the school's life, the best charter authorizers provide oversight and support. So they're checking in regularly at board meetings to see, you know, how are things going at this school? And are there any warning signs of that something could happen like what happened at Delta Prep? In this case, it wasn't enough, obviously.
And this was actually Ferris State was the authorizer, wasn't it?
Right. Ferris State University.
I'm talking with Kobe Levin of Chalkbeat Detroit as we break down just what happened at Detroit Delta Preparatory Academy for Social Justice, a charter school that slammed its doors shut 3 weeks into the school year, basically leaving students and parents high and dry. When you talk to education experts, Kobe, where do they point the finger of blame? Is it a failure of the school, of the charter authorizer, of state policy?
They say that there's plenty of blame to go around. There are individual decisions made by the school leaders that seem to make a bad situation worse. There are really questions for the early backers of the school, you know, who opened a school in a city that had more seats in classrooms than it did students. And I think maybe the most pointed questions they have are for the system as a whole. A system that does not have a centralized way of saying, okay, here is where we need schools. Here are the neighborhoods where students don't have access to the number of seats they need, and let's open schools there. Or a system that says, okay, here are the city's most challenged students, the students who need the most support. Let's make sure that they don't all wind up at one school. There are cities across the country that have lots of charter schools like Detroit does, though perhaps not quite as many, but that takes steps to control, you know, the most severe turmoil caused by a free market education system. And Detroit just doesn't have those.
Well, and in your story for Chalkbeat Detroit, you certainly spent some time addressing the all-out, no-holds-barred, deep-pocketed support of charter schools by the DeVos family. What role did that play?
So there have been efforts to create an oversight system for charter schools in Detroit. This would, at a minimum, provide guidelines for where schools can open and close. That was part of the major piece of legislation that prevented DPS from going into bankruptcy in 2016, but it wound up being killed after a pretty remarkable period of advocacy and philanthropy by Betsy DeVos and her family. The number is $25,000 a day over a seven-week period to legislators who would oppose that plan.
This school, Delta Prep Academy, had big dreams created by, you know, a retired educator backed by prominent Black women in Detroit, that social justice focus in a city with major inequities. Kobe, is this an issue of well-intentioned people actually winding up making things worse?
I think that's fair to say. Most of the folks who were involved in this story wound up feeling that the school never should have started in the first place. Edith Fryley, the retired educator you mentioned, told me that when they closed the school, they were calculating that it would hurt the students more to leave the school open than it would to close the school. They thought it was better for students for the school not to exist at that time. So I think this school is a very harsh reality check for the city about the way our current system is working.
And for the students, what has happened for them?
There were about 200 enrolled when the school closed. Most of those have wound up at charter schools that were run by the same management company that ran Delta Prep. A smaller handful have wound up in Detroit's main district. Some went in, out to the suburbs. And there are still 8 to 10 students, as of the last count, who are unaccounted for.
Kobe Levin's piece in Chalkbeat Detroit titled, "If We Don't Learn From This One, Shame on Us, Lessons from a Detroit Charter School That Was Set Up to Fail." Kobe, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Cindy.